This is KNKX News. I'm Ed Ronco. The pioneers of African-American cinema are front and center in Seattle this month. Tonight, the Paramount Theater is screening Body and Soul from 1925. It is the second of three Silent Movie Mondays to feature films with black actors or directors. Zola Mumford is a film historian who is curating the series with the nonprofit arts organization Langston and the Seattle Theater Group. We recently sat down to talk about the film, Body and Soul, its enterprising director, Oscar Michaud, and what Hollywood was like in the 1920s for people of color.
In some ways, I think it might be comparable to the difficulties that touring black performers had with vaudeville. People were working essentially on a separate stage.
I'm curious if there were solid, meaty roles for black actors, because I think a lot of early Hollywood and people of color being cast as these stereotypes, and they wanted to work in the films, but they to do so, many times they had to play these roles that were caricatures that were not accurate and insulting.
Yes, and it really ended up driving a lot of entrepreneurship, where black men and some black women in the early days of film found their own production companies. There were people working in Chicago, in the Southeast.
So that culture of entrepreneurship, does that bring us to somebody like Oscar Michaud, this early African-American director?
It does. Oscar Michaud, I like to think of him as more than a Renaissance man, but extremely pragmatic. Huh. He, at one point, was running two farms in order to earn enough money to marry a woman he was in love with. And I think her parents didn't approve of him or something. And I would if somebody was trying that hard to marry my daughter. But he also has, he self-published novels. And then moving into filmmaking, he would sometimes, depending upon the kind of market he faced, would travel with his film reels to small towns and essentially was his own distributor. Michaud and other directors, it wouldn't have been unusual for them to screen the films themselves, introduce it themselves, collect the money themselves, and it might have happened in a church hall. It might have happened in the local African-American Masonic Lodge or any place that the community had gathered.
So tonight's film, Body and Soul, 1925, stars the legendary Paul Robeson in his first film role. What's he like in this movie?
He's very compelling. He plays an escaped convict who passes himself off as a preacher in his small Georgia hometown, and he meets a sort of juke joint habitué, and they decide to come up with a scheme to rob the innocent parishioners. But he also plays a twin brother who's an inventor, believes strongly in education, and happens to be courting the same young lady that the wicked so-called minister is courting. This was his only film with an African-American director, and in later years, he denied having been in the film and told people that instead his first film role was The Emperor Jones in 1933.
Why would he have done that?
It's not clear exactly why. There's a bit of controversy about Body and Soul. Michaud had to try several times to get it past the New York State Board of Censors. So he had to recut the film and resubmit it to the New York State Board of Censors, and they didn't like the depiction of drinking and gambling, said there was too much. They also thought that religion came off looking very bad because we had someone who was impersonating a preacher who was a villain. Huh. So he cuts and he recuts, he takes it back. He encountered other difficulties with censors in other states. So Michaud, because he was distributing his own work, if he had a sense of the audience where he was going, he would make a cut for that town or that region and then show a different cut at the next booking.
Wow.
So we don't know what the whole film really was like. There is no director's cut, sad to say, of Body and Soul. Getting back to Paul Robeson.
Yeah, he denies this film.
We don't know why he denied having been in the film, and I mean, people can see you, you're in it. You know, it's kind of...
Right.
You know, I don't know what you're telling people, but it may have been related to this fallout about the film having this kind of lurid content. And very sadly, Oscar Michaud's widow burned his personal papers.
Hmm.
We don't know if the answer was in there, but also a huge piece of history is lost.
Hollywood is still having some of the conversations about not just representation in the finished product, but also access to opportunity. I mean, we heard about a few years ago, we heard about Oscars So White and the campaign of, you know, look who's winning these prestigious awards. Just last week, Tyler Perry told CBS that he feels ignored by Hollywood, and he's a mogul. I mean, he's a film mogul. What's your view as a film historian who has watched kind of longitudinally here where Hollywood is today and what kind of work it has to do?
Tyler Perry's story is interesting because in his early days of performing, he slept in his car and he was doing stage plays before he moved into film. And that makes me think of Oscar Michaud and the other filmmakers, the other traveling performers who were doing the same thing under very different circumstances, yes. But it's interesting that that thread of entrepreneurship, of identifying an enthusiastic audience, trying to make work that not only includes them, but just shows that, like, Black American culture is normal and part of America. You know, we're still kind of having that conversation. There are still obstacles and barriers, but there seem to be more ways for things to get funded. There seems to be more acknowledgement that there's a diverse audience. I think we are seeing a change in audience as well.
What does it mean to you personally to have movies like this shown and remembered and talked about?
Well, it's good when art reminds people that Black people existed before 1955.
Hmm.
It helps people to learn how complicated our country's history is. It's a reminder that even under incredibly dangerous and oppressive social conditions, so within our gates, the film that's showing on October 21st, we need to remember that 1919 was Red Summer, where Black business districts were destroyed, were just out of the war, World War I, and there are many documented instances of Black soldiers, often in uniform, being murdered, lynched, yet Oscar Michaud continues to make films, to have a strong and clear message about the need for equality and fairness. I think that history and the teaching of history are incredibly important, especially now. It's not something that happens in snippets or bullet points. And that's why it's good to see a film, but then go talk about it with someone. I mean, you never know where it could lead you. It could lead you to something that's really good for you, yourself, whoever you are.
Zola, thanks.
Thank you very much.
Zola Mumford is a film historian and is curating the Pioneers of African American Cinema series as part of Silent Movie Mondays at the Paramount Theater. Tonight's film is Body and Soul, starring Paul Robeson. It begins at 7:00.